back in Boston.
He's Ortiz. He's Big Poppy. He's the soul of the team almost.
Questions after New York chopper crash.
Why was that pilot flying in such poor weather conditions and in restricted airspace?
NBA champs stay alive but lose superstar.
An incredible win and a horrible loss at the same time.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaith. In Boston's Fenway Park was a sea of David Ortiz jerseys as Red Sox fans paid tribute to the retired star who was wounded in a shooting in the Dominican Republic.
Won't you please join us as we offer a moment of reflection, thought, and prayer for a complete healing and a full recovery for our beloved Big Poppy.
Ortiz was brought to Boston late last night for continued treatment of his injuries. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Red Sox officials say Ortiz is in serious but stable condition and is expected to make a full recovery after being shot in the back. Ortiz's doctors in the Dominican Republic said yesterday that his surgery went well and that he remains in good spirits. His surgeon said when he opened his eyes right after the surgery, he immediately asked about his family. He's now back with them here in Boston.
And police haven't commented on a possible motive for the attack. Investigators are at work in New York City after the helicopter crash on a skyscraper that killed the pilot. CBS's Jerika Duncan says it happened not far from Trump Tower and Times Square.
The helicopter took off from a heliport along New York's East River. It was believed to be headed to its home airport in Linden, New Jersey. At the time, the roof of the building was reportedly the same height as the cloud ceiling. New York's mayor says video shows the helicopter flying erratically after takeoff, rising, then dramatically diving.
I'm having trouble following why he would have gone back over Midtown Manhattan if his destination was well to the south in New Jersey. Something doesn't follow here.
A New York congresswoman is calling on the FAA to ban non-essential helicopter flights over Manhattan. Now to Washington, a House resolution up for vote today would make it easier for Democrats to sue the Trump administration and other witnesses who don't comply with subpoenas. The head of the House Judiciary Committee is holding off on action against Attorney General Barr now that there's a deal that will turn over underlying evidence in the special counsel's investigation to lawmakers. CBS's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill.
The Justice Department says it is handing over these key Mueller documents as long as Democrats drop their push to hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress. But we still don't know quite how much material the Justice Department is handing over.
Well, President Trump goes to Iowa today. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the early frontrunner in the Democratic race, Joe Biden, will be there too.
According to excerpts provided by the Biden campaign, the former vice president is set to tell audiences that he believes Mr. Trump is, quote, an existential threat to America. He will call out the president's decision to start a trade war with China that he says is hurting Iowa farmers. And he'll say that the president's recent trip to Europe was a, quote, stunning display of childishness, as Mr. Trump attacked the mayor of London and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Twitter. For his part, the president will visit a renewable energy company in western Iowa before attending a state GOP fundraiser tonight in the Des Moines area.
The correspondent Manuel Bojorquez is along Mexico's border with Guatemala, checking on things after the country promised to deploy 6,000 National Guard troops to stem the flow of Central American migrants.
This here is a porous border, and people here traditionally just pay somebody on a raft to come across. Now, Mexico has indicated it would deploy its National Guard troops along 11 municipalities that provide key routes for asylum seekers. But as of this morning, we haven't yet seen a large deployment in this area. The big question here, of course, is if these migrants who are fleeing violence and poverty will reconsider their plans to try to seek asylum in the United States in light of the crackdown. We spoke with one person who said she would reconsider and might stay in Mexico, but another one said as far as getting to the U.S., where there is a will, there is a way.
Game 5 of the NBA Finals in Toronto. The Raptors had the ball in the final seconds, trailing by one on ABC, shooting for the title.
Van Fleet kicks it out. Lowry. Lowry for the win. Won't go. And there'll be a game 6 in Oakland.
The Warriors stay alive with a 106-105 win, but it came at a high price. Injured forward Kevin Durant returned to the lineup only to leave the game early with an Achilles injury. Golden State GM Bob Myers was tearful after the game.
He's a good teammate. He's a good person. It's not fair.
Coach Steve Kerr called it an incredible win and a horrible loss all at the same time. CBS's Mola Lenghi is in the Dominican Republic looking into the death of a sixth American tourist there. Families say circumstances have been mysterious.
Robert Wallace's family says he was in the Dominican Republic for his stepson's wedding when he quickly became sick and died shortly after drinking a scotch from the minibar at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Nearly 2 months later, his family still has no answers. We now know of at least five other Americans who have died in the Dominican Republic in the last year. Preliminary autopsies released by Dominican authorities say they all had fluid in their lungs and respiratory failure. Toxicology reports have not yet been released.
There is something dirty at the bottom of all this.
Felicia Nieves' sister, Yvette Monique Sport, also died at a Bahia Principe resort. She says last year, Monique had a drink at the minibar inside her hotel room, went to bed, and never woke up.
About 2 million Americans visit the Dominican Republic every year. On the Health Watch, researchers are testing what they hope could be an Alzheimer's vaccine on mice. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
A small team at the University of New Mexico spent years in their quest to target a specific protein found in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. PhD student Nicole Mafis.
We chose to pursue structures that are common in Alzheimer's disease.
The vaccine seems to eliminate that pathological protein, and mice with Alzheimer's perform better on maze-like tests. But the team warns it will take at least 5 years and up to $1 billion before human tests can begin. Steve?
Evite reports a data breach, but the company says only user information prior to 2013 could have been compromised. Evite says it became aware of the breach in April. Drought is not the issue down on the farm this year. It's quite exactly the opposite.
As seemingly relentless rain falls across the Midwest and Mid-South, things are going from bad to worse for farmers like Bob Bowman.
Right now, I am out of dry fields or drier fields.
Record spring rainfall has delayed corn and soybean planting, and that will have a major effect on the harvest next fall. A poor harvest could eventually affect food prices. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Keokuk, Iowa.
The familiar opening to Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. A panel of 11 judges may be listening to it before too long. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed to hear the group's appeal in a copyright suit that claims that epic song was ripped off from an instrumental by the band Spirit. Led Zeppelin won a 2016 trial, but a new one was ordered. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.